Hello.
Oh, hi, Logan.
Yep.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, I guess.
Yeah, right? Happy Friday. We're almost there.
Yep.
So, anyhow, I was just following up. I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment. And I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file or if you just needed a little bit more time.
Actually, I was thinking about canceling the subscription.
Oh, really? What's going on?
I mean, I just haven't gotten any work off of you almost a year being with you guys, and yeah.
Okay, so I need to give you some options because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the first. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's a $149 past due balance on the account, and I can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. So good news is you're only past due for $149 because come October 1st, that will reoccur to $298 and that will continue to do so until this settles. But one thing I wanted to ask you because I am on your dashboard and I'm looking at the results. Have you been on there to see the results that you have received by chance?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 424 times, and you've had 38 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you've got some solid work out of this and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yeah, well, I talk to all my customers and, like obviously when I get there in person, I ask them where they found me, but yeah, I don't think I've gotten work off of Local Splash.
Okay, so that makes
from what people have asked.
That may be where your confusion lies, and no one's going to say they came to you from Local Splash because we're not promoting Local Splash in order for people to find you. We're promoting your company directly on Google. So if anybody says, oh, I saw you online, I found you on the internet, I looked you up on Google, that's all coming as a result of this program. One thing I would recommend, and I can help you with this, is that I notice that on the Google listing, you're definitely ranking and you're getting results and people are finding you, but there's a 5-star rating posted for you back in January. And that could be affecting your rank, your results because there's other companies that have a lot of fresh stuff being posted about them. And if you have this older review back from January, like I said, that could be affecting you. So I'll send you a review generator email. And it's pretty cool, Logan. It says, you know, thank you for using my company. And if you're happy with my service, please click here to leave a review. And then when your company or when your customers will click that, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. And because it's so simple, it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people here and there filling that out to keep that consistent 5-star rating and fresh reviews coming in. And that will help you with not only better results, but also a higher conversion rate. So I already sent that to you, and you can use that review generator email whether you decide to continue or not. Now, I want to give you a couple of options also because in Arizona, how does, for landscaping, how do your seasons lie? Do you stay busy all year round, or do you ever hit like an off season?
Yeah, I was right around Christmas it gets slow, obviously, just because it's the holidays. But
okay. Because I was going to tell you, we offer seasonal holds because I don't want you to have to pay for a service during months that you're not using it. So you can turn this off, on and off, just like a faucet. So let's say that you wanted to turn it off for, November, December, and January and start back up again in February. You could pause the billing during those months, and then in February you go straight back to your billing. And that way, like I said, you're not paying for it during months that you're not using it. Also, have you seen the website that we built for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that website, even during a seasonal hold, it stays up and running in the interim. So it's not actively being promoted during those months. But, should someone, need your service, during the off season, at least you'd still, have a valid website in the meantime.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I don't even, like, when I look up landscaping contractor near me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't even show up.
Let me look here. It's showing here that you're ranking. That's where those results are coming from on Google when I did the search. So let me just see here. I searched landscaping contractor Cave Creek, and it's not ranking today, but keep in mind the account's been in suspension since September 1st, and today's, the 8th? That could be affecting you a little bit because Google changes the algorithms daily. So what I can do is, once the payment's up to speed, is I'll have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account. And if there's any updates that can be provided that will help your performance, they can provide those for you behind the scenes. And as far as pricing, you're already at our friends and family rate. You're at the rock bottom pricing. But one thing I can do, since you're almost a year in with us, is at least apply a $20 service credit for months. That's kind of like our corporate rate. So it's not a big savings, but at least I could bring you down to $129 each month. That would save you a little bit ongoing. Because I know as a business owner, every little penny counts, so.
Yeah. Yep. Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, I just haven't had the ROI, I guess, return on investment on the money
mm-hmm.
I've spent.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. That's why I suggest, get on the dashboard, start tracking it, start asking people where they found you, because I think that, you're going to see that there's a lot more people finding you than what you're aware, because if you were kind of anticipating people to say, oh, I found you on Local Splash, we're not like, have you heard of those companies like Angie Leads and Home Advisor? Those are kind of like lead services. Those are companies that would like send you a lead and then they would, charge you for it. So those companies, people would probably say, oh, I found you on Angie Leads or Home Advisor because that's where that call originated from. But we're not promoting Local Splash as a business on Google and then we are flipping the lead to you. We're just promoting your company actively on Google. So that's why I think there's a little bit of confusion. If you're getting calls here and there that are coming from people finding you, it could be that they're coming from the optimization that we've provided and maybe you're just not aware, And I've even had people that had referral calls that still came as a result of our optimization. So, for example, sometimes people get a referral, but they still want to look up the company and make sure that it's legitimate and it has reviews. views, you know, that people are saying nice things about it, you know. And if they, you know, someone has a referral and they go and look it up and it's a Mickey Mouse company and nothing's coming up, sometimes that throws a red flag. And in your case, you have Google and Bing and Yelp and Yellow Pages and all the directories that are actively showing that you're a valid business, then that solidifies the person to actually call you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, there's another option once we get this past due amount up to speed, which, again, either way, I'm going to reduce it to 129, so that will save you a little bit. And you don't have to do that today, Logan. If you need a little bit of time, that's okay. I would just you know, do it before October 1st. But you have an option of canceling the program and just keeping the website, and you can do that for $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. So I don't recommend that unless it's a last resort, because a website in and of itself typically doesn't bring business. The value to what we do is in the optimization and in the exposure and in the placement. But if you wanted to do that, I could definitely, you know, set that up for you as well.
Yeah. Okay, how does this sound? You want to give me a week or a couple weeks and I'll get the money to you guys, and I'll just have you guys check in every once in a while, make sure everything's going good with the optimization and all that, all the Google stuff. I don't know much about it, so.
Of course. Yep, and then I'm going to, I'll send you a little email that says your account, and it's just going to say your account's in a temporary suspension. Don't panic. That's just because of the payment, but the extension on there, 777, will ring directly to my desk. So that way, if anything changes, you can call me. And then I'll send you a third email, because the first one you already got, which is to help you for the reviews. The second one has my extension, but the third email is going to be the login to your dashboard. Now, if you try to log in right now, it's not going to give you full access. It's just going to, you know, kind of block you because the account's past due. But once the payment goes through next week, you'll have full access again. So, you know, sometime after next week, you can go on and you can start tracking the results in real time. And I think that that will be exciting for you to see that you are getting some bang for your buck and that people are finding you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, because unless you can see it, you don't know. You're like, where is this money going, you know?
Yep.
Absolutely. Okay, well, I'm definitely glad that we talked, so I'll circle back to your account next week, and like you said, I'm sure that everything will be fine by then, but if not, I'll follow up with you at that time, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, great, and have a nice weekend coming up, too.
Yep, you too.
All right, thank you, Logan. Okay, bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.